A proud St. Albert resident and champion for the 2SLGBTQ+ community, has become one of Canada's newest senators. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced August 31 that Governor General Mary Simon had appointed St. Albert resident and McEwen University professor Christopher Wells, 52, to the Senate. Wells, alongside Calgary lawyer Daryl Fridhandler, was appointed as an independent senator on the advice of Trudeau and the Independent Advisory Board for Senate Appointments, which since 2016 has reviewed applications for people who apply or are nominated to become senators. I congratulate Mr. Fridhandler and Dr. Wells on their appointment as Parliament's newest independent senators, Trudeau said in a media release. Their experiences will make them important voices for their communities. Educator and champion. A St. Albert resident since 1979, Wells is, as far as the Gazette's research can tell, the first member of the Senate to have grown up in this city and the second to be based here while in office. Thelma Chalifou was the first. Senator Aristide Blaise was the senatorial region member for St. Albert from 1940 to 1964. But records suggest he lived in Edmonton, having worked 1 year as a doctor in St. Albert. Wells attended grades 3 to 12 in what is now the St. Albert Public School District, later becoming a teacher with the district. I'm proud to be a lifelong resident of St. Albert and proud to be a product of the St. Albert school system, Wells said. Having realized he was gay at 14, Wells dedicated his career to helping 2SLGBTQ+ students. He helped create Camp FY Refley at the University of Alberta, the Alberta GSA Network, and Pride Tape, which has been adopted by the NHL. Wells is the founding director for the McEwen Centre for Sexual and Gender Diversity and holds the Canada Research Chair for the Public Understanding of Sexual and Gender Minority Youth. He has received many scholarly and community awards, including the Queen's Platinum Jubilee Medal, and has regularly served as a scientific expert for various national and international organizations. New job? Wells said he applied to become a senator about 6 years ago after many years of helping to shape federal law as an academic and expert witness. He learned of his appointment several weeks ago when he got a phone call from Trudeau himself. It's very hard to say, no, when your country calls and asks for your service, Wells said. It's a deep honor and privilege to not only represent Alberta, but all Canadians. As one of Canada's 105 senators, Wells said his job will be to review and revise legislation passed by the House of Commons prior to it going to the Governor General for royal assent. He will also serve on various committees to research issues of national significance. The job involves a lot of cross-country travel and comes with a base salary of $178,100. As of 2024, senators can stay on the job until the mandatory retirement age of 75. Wells said he is still learning the fine details of his new job and is working with fellow Edmonton area senators Paula Simons and Patty LaBoucaine Benson to get up to speed. He is also working with McEwen staff to figure out what to do with his current duties as a professor. It almost feels like I'm going back to school, he said. Wells said he will continue to be a champion for inclusive democracy in Canada and a strong voice for diverse communities in the Senate. He sees his new role as an extension of his past as an educator. At heart, I'm a teacher, he said. This is just a bigger classroom to be an educator in. The Senate resumes sitting September 17. Local political reactions. Street. Albert MLA Marie Renault congratulated Wells for his appointment in a post on X, calling him an extraordinary advocate, educator, and community builder. All Canadians will be well served by Wells, the post read. In an email, St. Albert Edmonton MP Michael Cooper criticized the appointment, saying Trudeau insulted Alberta by ignoring its three democratically elected Senate nominees. Trudeau's appointments are all about ramming through his radical agenda that has caused hurt and misery across our country, which includes blocking common-sense bills like C-234 to take the carbon tax off our farmers and our food.